Mariana, good morning. So nice to see you.
Good morning. I'm very happy to see you.
You're looking well.
Thank you. Thank you.
But how are you?
I am trying to stay calm as far as I can. And it's not very easy. Also because I'm far away from Ukraine. I'm far away from my family. I'm in Ukraine. I'm far away from my friends in Ukraine and from people who I love and whom I met in last years and who are spread all around from Mariupol, Kharkiv, Odessa, like all through Ukraine. When I'm in touch with them, it's for me incredible to hear how hard people in Ukraine are staying calm. There is no panic, there is no history. In the same time, people are seriously getting ready. Almost everyone I know have their suitcase ready with the most important things in case of emergency.
To get away.
To get away. Many people I know are now learning how to help, how to make first aid help, and how to use the machine gun. And it's not only men, also women, and also artists are learning how to protect themselves. When I hear about it, I always start to cry because it's incredible. I never could believe that my friend writer, poetry writer, or my friend musician will be now in the situation to prepare to defend her family and herself.
And maybe it's also a double feeling for you. You are safe in Germany and you're thinking about them and you are in contact with them, but maybe you also want to be there with them.
Yes, it's a big dilemma because you know, people who live here abroad who have already family, like I have two children, it's really very not easy question, and I will come to it shortly. I just want to say that here in Germany, of course, Ukrainians, we started again to go on the street and to protest and to cry and to scream and to try to the Germans hear the truth and not the propaganda. But also, for example, last Saturday, we made incredible action. We called it Happening Artist for Artists. And we just call artists our friends, musicians, writers, dancers, performers. And we made live connection to the artists in Ukraine, in different cities. And we try to ask people in Ukraine directly, what you do, how do you prepare, how is your feeling? And as our answer and sign of solidarity, we were reading their poetry. We were making music for them. And it was very, very important for all of us, for us living here, but also for Ukrainians who are now in Ukraine. Any sign of support is so helpful now. Even like yes. This that you ask me to do interview and that you will play again my music, it's very, very strong sign of support, which gives all of us hope.
That's very nice to hear, and we gladly give you this platform, of course, because we're not blind in Acoustic Roots for the things that happen around us, of course. How do you stay in contact with the people in Ukraine?
Most of the time, like thanks to the technology, you know, we can have a Zoom conversation, we can have a phone call, we can have social media. I'm following a few of my friends and I try to be in touch with them through also Messenger and Facebook. And, you know, my mom and my brother, they live in Western Ukraine, in Lviv. So for strange reason, I'm a little bit more calm about them. Actually, I supposed to fly Sunday early morning on February 20, I supposed to fly to Kharkiv, very east, and to lead theater workshop with the students of Theater Academy over there and with our partner who organized it, theater regisseur Dmitro Ternovy. We are every day in touch and he every day asks, Mariana, are you coming? And I must be very honestly, till yesterday I was like, I'm coming, don't worry, we will work, we will make theater, we will sing, we will produce art. Like my daughter has a lot of fear. But yesterday the question was for me, can I do it for her? And this is really not easy. And especially when I talk to my friends in Kherson, like in the places which are very, very on the border, And I told them, listen, I will be here, and we Ukrainians here with our friends, we will do everything in case we will need to arrange for you place to stay. And all of my friends are answering, Mariana, do not worry. We stay in Ukraine now. We have a lot to do here now. We will be home. We will protect our home. And then I feel almost shame, you know?
Because you want to support them and you want to be there.
Yes.
With them.
But also I feel a lot of angriness. I feel a lot of angriness. For example, today in Cologne will be a demonstration organized by Partei Die Linke. And they have a slogan, no weapons for Ukraine. And they, on the poster you see a dove, peace dove flying to Russia. And I get really angry. I think it's very cynical. It's very cynical because it's not Ukraine who surrounded any other country. It's Russia. And I feel cynical that they are not trying to support opposition in Russia and really help people in Russia to become free. They are sending peace dove to the Kremlin, to the people who now torture the whole world. It's cynical. And this makes me really angry. And also feels,
I can understand. Yes. But is it possible to make music now in this situation for you, Mariana? What are you doing?
I am rehearsing a new piece, which is a piece, it will be concert performance, including dance. We are working in Düsseldorf, Tanzhaus NRW with choreographin Stephanie Thiersch. This piece name is Hello to Emptiness, and it's all about how in our countries now we deal with sorrow and with loss, and especially it is a reflection about all loss we experience in pandemic. And today actually I'm now going to Hamburg to perform in Thalia Theater another piece, Book of Jacobs by Polish writer Olga Tokarczuk. And yes, I was going today in my head in the morning to my text and to my songs which I will sing today, and I really hope. Sometimes I have this dream, or I grow up in the city. I live in 21st century, but sometimes I want to have this mythological, this fairy tale dream in which all the ladies in Ukraine used to believe that with your voice you can influence, with your voice you can protect, with your voice you can push dark clouds away. Sometimes I want to so much hold on this utopic, naive but beautiful dream.
So you want to sing away the threat.
Yes, but I also want to say, you know, it's very important. Last years, actually, since 2014, we had war in Ukraine ongoing. It's never stopped. But also, it was really boom of artistic creativity. It's also because finally founding money were there for the art, also because of support of the Western countries supported all kind of movement, yes, and also artistic movement. So there were so many beautiful, amazing films which were created in last years. Literature, it was like a boom of literature. So many new theater companies appeared and make amazing art. Musicians, you know, incredible musical project. So I was actually in January, I had this thought, wow, there was such a strong creating beauty, energy of beauty. This will protect us, you know. But of course, it's utopic.
We don't know. We hope for the best, of course. That's what they call dancing on the volcano. Eh? There's a lot of stress, but in this stress, a lot of beautiful things can happen.
Yes, yes.
But it's sad you can't go there, or for obvious reasons, you told me. And you can't do what you did, huh? You told me in our former program to go to the villages, talk to the old ladies, and get the beautiful Ukrainian songs before Soviet era, like you told me. Mm. And let's hope you can go there.
Yes,
quick.
Yes, yes, I have this hope. And actually this spring is full of projects in Ukraine. I also supposed to go to the front line and work with children there again, with other musicians and theater artists. So I hold into this hope. I hold, and I hope And I pray and I plead all people, please do not trust propaganda. Please stay now with Ukraine. It's not only Ukrainian crisis. It's a war between democratic free world and dictatorship.
Thank you so much. We'll have to leave that to the politicians, and we hope for the best, Mariana. And are you planning to come to the Netherlands maybe? Maybe to Acoustic Roots once more?
I would love to. It was so important to receive this sign of support from you and also from other people in Netherlands, and also from Adriana, who organized my last trip. It was so important to hear it, and I would love to come. Soon the borders are open and we can again perform. And pandemic will not stop us. I am there. Thank you.
Let's hope that we can do that as quick as possible. The pandemic is hopefully ending, maybe this summer. But of course, the situation in Ukraine is much more important. Our hearts are with you and the Ukrainian people. And I thank you very, 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 very much for this interview.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mariana. And have a nice trip by train.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.